Welcome to Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine's Fiction Podcast. I'm Janet Hutchings, Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine's editor. This month's presentation is a play adapted from a short British mystery. Its author, Neil Schofield, has the dry sense of humor that seems to come so naturally to those born on his side of the pond. And in this tale, he turns that wit on a favorite stock character for satirists, the neighborhood busybody. You might be surprised to learn that a writer so adept at parodying his countrymen is actually a sort of expatriate. He's lived in France for the past decade or so. But living at a distance, he once told me, actually gives him a better writer's eye view of his native land than he could ever have had at home. Neil Schofield's story isn't a whodunit with a detective digging into things that have already happened. It's a suspense story. The sort of tale that has us on the edge of our seats wondering what it is that's going to happen next. The author does give us some clues, of course, as in the story's title. But as for the rest, well, you'll just have to figure that out. Here it is, Groundwork by Neil Schofield.
Henry, wake up. He's doing it again. And that's the third night in a row. Did you hear what I said?
I heard.
Well?
Well, what? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Let me get some sleep.
It doesn't disturb you that your next-door neighbour is prowling around in his garden, doing things?
What things?
He's digging, and I'm sure that's not all.
How do you know he's digging?
Listen! You can hear him ever so faintly, and I saw him with a shovel.
How could you see him? It's pitch black.
He's got a light on, and he's up to something. Something secret.
If it's so secret, why does he have a light on? I'm going back to sleep.
Henry?
What, for God's sake?
When was the last time you saw Sheila Dumpton?
Simone, I warn you, don't start.
Start what? All I asked was when you last saw Sheila Dumpton.
Yes, and you used that exact tone the time you asked about Mr. Smith's funny accent. And the next thing I knew, you were accusing him of being a camp guard at Auschwitz. The Black Angel, wasn't it?
That man. He fooled everyone but me.
Yes, including the police, a whole tribe of lawyers and a magistrate. Most people think you got off lightly, Simone, and I agree with them. Then there were the O'Gradys, who you claimed were running an IRA bomb factory in their basement. And that Yugoslav family who were spies for Milosevic. Not to mention the poor devil you saw poisoning jars of baby food in Safeway. Simone, when are you going to stop this?
It's people like you who stand by and do nothing while atrocities go on. You'll see. Ralph Dumpton is up to something.
He can get up to whatever he likes as long as he doesn't get up to it in here. Good night, Simone.
The last time I saw Sheila was Monday. Yes, that's it. She yelled at me because I'd left the Mondio blocking their gate. Monday. That's what. 8 days. 8 days?
Good evening, Ralph. May I come in? I've brought this ficus for Sheila. I know how she likes plants.
Very kind.
I was thinking only today, it's such a long time since I've seen Sheila, I thought I'd pop around and have a chat.
She's away.
Away?
Yes, at her sister's.
Oh.
Illness in the family. She went to care for her sister's family.
I see. My, this ficus is getting heavy.
Oh, sorry. Here, let me take it. I'll put it in the kitchen.
You know, I haven't been in your house for ages. Oh!
I've been doing a little redecorating, taking advantage of Sheila's absence. Looks all right, don't you think?
Oh yes, exquisite. Imagine painting walls, ceiling and the floor the same interesting shade of red.
Why, it even looks as if you've painted the windows.
Yes, I rather like it.
And what's that music?
A little electronic music box I picked up last weekend at the flea market. Adds to the atmosphere, I think. I'll just leave the plant here by the sink.
Yes. Well, I'll leave by the back door, if you don't mind.
Not at all. I'll tell Sheila you called when she gets back, only I'm not at all sure when that's going to be. I've been turning the soil over. I'm thinking of laying in a new lawn. But it's very tough work. Hard ground. I may have to get some help in.
A room the exact colour of blood.
So, there's no law against that, is there? Or perhaps you know something I don't.
And he was extremely shifty when I questioned him about Sheila's whereabouts.
You do have that effect on people, you know.
And it's just as I thought. He's been digging. He's dug up the whole garden.
Let me ask you again, Simone. So?
Something has happened in that house, Henry, and I don't care what you say.
Just because you haven't seen Sheila for, what, 9 days? Not even that. Just because he's painted a room the colour of blood and he's been digging in the garden? All right, I admit it all seems a little odd, but then people are allowed to be a little odd if they like. It's their right. It's guaranteed by law.
You're not the same man I married, Henry.
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean the man I married 27 years ago was a man who couldn't stand injustice and swore to battle against the hidden forces that threaten our lives.
I swore that? Well, Simone, what you've got now is a man who can't abide fuss and bother and who has sworn to do battle against anything that threatens his peace and quiet.
Mr. Dunton?
Yes, that's me. What can I do for you, constables?
Mind if we come in for a moment, sir?
No, not at all.
Been doing some digging, eh?
That's right, I'm going to lay in a new lawn.
Yeah.
Come through into the kitchen. I'll make some tea.
Good grief. Here, look at that red room. It's like bloody hellfire.
Been doing some painting, then?
Yes, I have. Brightening the place up a bit.
Don't bother with the tea, Mr. Dunton. We just have a few questions.
Questions? Concerning what?
There has been some inquietude in the neighbourhood about Mrs. Dunton.
Inquietude? I'm not sure I'm familiar with that word.
People are worried, sir. They're worried about your wife.
But my wife is away.
Where?
She's gone to her mother's. She's been under a bit of a strain lately and she decided to take a few days away.
9 days to be exact, sir. And the last time you spoke to her was when?
Ooh, I can't recall.
Have you got the telephone number for your wife's mother?
Well, of course. She's my mother-in-law, after all.
Well, if you could just write it on this notepad then, Mr. Dunton.
There you are.
Thank you for your cooperation, sir. We'll be going now.
I must say I find this all rather ridiculous. Can I ask who has been feeling this so-called inquietude about Mrs. Dunton?
It was an anonymous call, sir. I'm sure you have nothing to worry about. You know what people are like.
But we do have to explore every avenue, wouldn't you agree? It's in everybody's interests.
Yes, I suppose so.
Good day then, Mr. Dunton. We'll be in touch.
Yes?
Good morning, sir. Detective Inspector Corbett, your service. And this is Sergeant Clark. My identification, if you'd like to see it. Would you mind if we came in?
No, not at all. Come in through the kitchen. I've been doing some work on the house and there's a bit of a mess.
Seen this, sir?
My word. Mr. Dunton, you don't mind if I call you Mr. Dunton, do you? Good. We seem to have what we on the force term in our scatty, muddled fashion, a little problem.
Really?
Yes, quite. Can you tell me just for the record, where your wife is?
She's at her sister's, mother's.
Well, there you are, you see. That's what I call a little problem. Is Mrs. Dumpton at her mother's or her sister's?
Well, I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Didn't Mrs. Dumpton confide in you before she left?
No, she goes off sometimes like that. She doesn't always tell me where she's going.
And when exactly did Mrs. Dumpton leave?
Friday before last, Saturday, and I can't remember.
You don't seem sure of very much where Mrs. Dumpton's concerned. You see, the trouble is, we took the liberty of telephoning Mrs. Halliburton, Mrs. Dumpton's mother...
I know my own mother-in-law's name, thank you.
I'm sure you do. Well, according to Mrs. Halliburton, she hasn't seen hide nor hair of your wife for 3 years. They haven't even spoken. Some trouble over 6 sherry glasses, apparently. I couldn't make head or tail of it.
I'm not sure you have the right to do that.
Well, Mr. Dumpton, there do seem to be widespread concerns over your wife's whereabouts and well-being. You see, we also took the liberty of ringing Mrs. Dumpton's sister in Bexhill, a Mrs. What was it, Sergeant?
Mrs. Prattley, sir.
Mrs. Prattley, that's right. Well, imagine our surprise when Mrs. Prattley also denied having seen or spoken to Mrs. Dumpton for, what was it, 5 years. Even longer than her mother. I must say, good relations don't seem common in your wife's family, Mr. Dumpton. This time it was a quarrel over some wedding presents.
Yeah, not an easy family, it's true.
So, Mrs. Dumpton isn't with her mother, and she isn't with her sister. And in view of the bad blood that seems to stream through their family, it was very unlikely she'd be with either. So, Mr. Dumpton, you see our little problem. We have a lady who seems to be wandering about in the undergrowth somewhere, and no one, including her husband, seems to know where.
She goes off sometimes.
Now, that, if I might say so, Mr. Dumpton, is what I'd call a vague comment. She goes off sometimes. To be brutally frank, sir, it's not enough. Mrs. Dumpton might be injured somewhere, hit by a car. She might be amnesic in a hospital. She might be abducted. She might be... well, she might be anywhere. Wouldn't you like to know, sir? And if not, why not? In your situation, I'd want to know.
She goes off and she comes back. I never know when.
What I'd like to do, with your permission, is to invite you down to the station to give us a complete description of Mrs. Dumpton, plus all the other details that, might be of some use. What day she left, what time and how, that sort of thing.
I don't know. Shouldn't I ring my lawyer?
Or whatever for, Mr. Dumpton. All we're asking you to do is to give us some help. That's not too much to ask, is it? Aren't you concerned about your wife?
No. She goes off sometimes.
Right. Well, all I'd like to be sure of is that she's in a fit condition to come back. Also, with your permission, I'd like to leave an officer here. You know, just in case Mrs. Dumpton arrives back unexpectedly.
I can't see what all the fuss is about.
Fuss? Oh, there's no fuss. We don't want any fuss, Mr. Dumpton. All we want to be sure of is that no harm has come to a poor, defenceless woman. I just don't know about this fellow, Chief Superintendent. He's a strange one and there's no denying it.
Run me through it again, Bert.
Well, anonymous call from a neighbour to say that Mrs. Dumpton's wife hasn't been seen for 8 days. Now, I say anonymous, but we're pretty sure it was Simone Agravain, who happens to live right next door.
Not that silly cow who sees Nazis and Balkan spies around every corner.
She's the one. Normally I wouldn't pay any attention to anything that daft woman says. In my opinion, she's next door to being off her head. But two of the lads step round anyway to have a look. Sure enough, the wife's not there. Dumpton says she's at her mother's. They get the telephone number. Now, the strange thing is that he apparently told the anonymous caller she was at her sister's. Well, she's at neither. We checked.
And what else have you got?
Anonymous caller says he's been digging in the garden late at night.
That's not a capital crime.
True, but the garden has been dug over recently. All of it. And then he's gone and painted his dining room red.
What?
Bright, bright red. Walls, ceiling, floors, even the windows. It looks like nothing on earth, I can tell you. Put the wind up all of us. And not just one coat. He's got a tarp down. He seems to be repainting it every day.
That is interesting. So what's his version?
Well, all he says is that she goes off. She goes off sometimes, and then she comes back. But he doesn't know when or how she left. Taxi, bus, train, he's completely in the dark. We're checking bus and cab companies and the railway station and so on.
What's your instinct say, Bert?
Well, I'd say there's a funny smell about it. Yes, definitely a funny smell.
I agree, and in my experience, if there is a funny smell somewhere, as like as not, it means you've stepped in something nasty. I don't want anything like that godly business happening in our patch.
Godly? That was in the north a few years ago, wasn't it?
Indeed. Albert Godley, an unemployed abattoir worker, killed his wife, chopped up the body and mailed the bits to various world leaders. His only explanation was that before her death, his wife had expressed a strong desire to travel.
Good Lord.
And the whole sorry business was made worse by the fact that a neighbour had called the police about some strange goings-on at the Godley residence, and a couple of constables had gone by. Godley had greeted them at the door in a blood-stained apron with a bloody saw in his hand. They were satisfied by his explanation that he was butchering a pig for a friend. He even offered them a half a leg, but they declined. There were a lot of resignations when it all came out, including the chief superintendent. We mustn't let that happen here, Bert.
All right, then. Get me a search warrant. We'll have his place looked at from top to bottom. I want Forensic to have a look at some paint scrapings to see what, if anything, is underneath that paint, besides more paint. And I want to have that garden up.
Are you going to keep him here? Of course, you don't have to charge him yet, but he must be getting a bit edgy.
Well, there's no problem there, strangely. He's not shouting for his lawyer. Seems happy enough to help us with our inquiries. He's not very bright, I'd say. I'll keep him late, and then I'll offer him a cell bed for the night.
Right. And I'll have a talk to upstairs. I'll get you anything you want, Bert. Don't worry about it. And if you have to charge him, charge him. Whatever it takes. We can't bollocks this thing up.
Oh, Henry, it's so exciting. People moving about in his house, and they're digging in the garden as well.
Good for them.
I wish I could see more, but they have that blue tarpaulin over the garden. Nonetheless, you can hear them digging. I told you he's up to something, and there you are. It's true.
Go to sleep, Simone. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
How can you sleep at a time like this?
Enjoying your breakfast, are you, Mr. Dumpton?
Yes, the fried bread is particularly good. Are you going to charge me with something, Inspector Cobb? Because if you are, I really ought to know so I can make some arrangements.
No, Ralph, there's no question of charging you. We're simply asking you to cooperate with us. You must admit the situation is very odd and that we do have legitimate cause for concern.
For my wife? Whereabouts and safety?
Yes. And, of course, you're free to go whenever you like.
No, I rather like it here, as a matter of fact. Helping you with your inquiries, as you say.
Yes, what is it, Sergeant? What? In the front garden? I see. Thank you, Sergeant. Finished your breakfast, Mr. Dumpton? Everything to your satisfaction, I hope. Good. Then get your hat and coat and come with me.
Where?
You'll see. Here we are, then. Lieutenant Beck? There's no mistake, is there?
It's her, sir. There's no doubt about that.
Well, this is Mr. Dumpton.
God help you, sir. Is she always like this?
Mostly.
If you don't mind, Inspector, I'm going to get these lads away. They're starting to crack. We put everything back as near as we could, Mr. Dumpton.
Yes, good. Very good, Lieutenant. Carry on. Shall we, Ralph? Dear, oh dear. Oh, my good God. That is her, isn't it?
Yes. And, oh, look. She's caught sight of Simone Agravaine peering out of her window.
And you parrot-faced cow! Don't let me see your rotten, ugly, crying face looking into my garden again! Because if I do, I'll have your tripes out and nail them to this fence!
Well, I never...
Steady, old son. She's turning our way.
Say, you're back! are you, Ralph? You useless little swine. About bloody time, too. I want to know what's been going on here.
Dearest, this is Inspector Cobb.
And just what's your part in all this, fatty?
He was leading the investigation, sweetums.
So you're in charge of this pack of blundering, stupid, under-gifted police who couldn't find their own bottoms with two hands and a torch? Listen, you turnip-nosed little bastard. I'll go away when I like, where I like, and for as long as I like. I might go away again tonight, and what's it to you? Furthermore, if you and your idiot brigade so much as set foot on our property again, I'll have your badge and your teeth for castanets. Is that clearly understood?
Well, I told you, didn't I, Inspector? She goes off sometimes. Trouble is, she keeps coming back.
How on earth?
How on earth do I put up with it? Well, it's a question of what you're used to, I suppose.
In all my years on the force, I've seen a few things, I can tell you. I've never experienced anything like that. Tell me, won't she be angry about the Red Room?
Yes, but she won't have seen it yet. She'll have gone straight upstairs to the bedroom.
Well, you never know, Ralph. Perhaps someday she won't come back.
Mr. Dumpton?
Yes, Sergeant Clark?
Here's your shovel, sir. We'd packed it in the van by mistake.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and God bless you, sir.
Ralph, all I can say is you have my apologies, my deepest sympathies, and my prayers.
Well, Sheila, it's just you and I now.
What the devil, Ralph?
Coming, my dear.
Ralph, get in here. What is... on? Why have you painted the dining room red? Are you mad?
I can explain, my love. Just stay there a moment. That's right. On the tarpaulin, dearest.
Don't bring that dirty shovel in the room. What are you thinking? You stupid little... Ralph, don't raise that shovel that way. What are you...
Simone?
What is it, Henry?
Listen. Don't you hear it?
Hear what?
Why, the sound of digging, coming from Ralph Dumpton's garden.
Yes, I hear it.
Well, doesn't it disturb you that your next-door neighbour is prowling around in his garden in the dead of night, doing things?
No, it doesn't. Is that what you want to hear? Very well, I'll say it. It's none of my concern. Nothing that happens in that house will be of my concern ever again.
Good night, Simone.
Good night, Henry.
So she came back in the end, did she, Bert?
You should have seen her, sir. Or rather heard her. That voice could shatter the Great Wall of China.
Still, all's well that ends well, except for that poor devil who's married to her.
Ralph Dumpton.
Yes, but no one's been harmed, no crime has been committed, and we've all still got our jobs. It was a good thing we were so thorough. It reaffirms my faith in proper police procedure.
Quite right, sir.
As I've often said, Bert, thoroughness is the key to success. Any problem can be solved with the proper groundwork.
Ralph Dumpton was played by David Hodges, who also played Henry Agravain. Inspector Cobb was played by David Kennard. Simone Agravain by Elizabeth Kennard. Sheila Dumpton by Shannon Orock. And the Chief Superintendent by David Slater. The constables were Simon Vance, Gerard Evan, and Ed Bogus, who also did the adaptation and the music. Effects and sound engineering were by Mark Bain.
Groundwork is copyrighted by Neil Schofield. You can subscribe to Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine, where you'll find more stories like Groundwork, by visiting our website at www.themysteryplace.com/EQMM.